Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Text for our meditation this morning is Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. This is our text. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln set aside the last Thursday in November to be marked as a national day of thanksgiving. And by 1941, Americans had paused on that day in November to reflect and to give thanks for all the blessings they have enjoyed throughout the past year. A national day of thanksgiving. But I wonder how many people in our nation really spend that time on that last Thursday giving thanks for the real blessings that they have enjoyed during the past year. Probably for so many families, they get concerned with all the externals of the day, getting the Thanksgiving Day dinner prepared, visiting with neighbors and relatives, and of course, the football game that follows. As Christians, we have been observing not just a national day of Thanksgiving, but we have been giving thanks to God every day, long before Abraham Lincoln made it that one day special. And we were doing this even before the pilgrims arrived on the scene in 1620. We do gather together to give thanks, but the heart and center of our thanksgiving is the God who has opened his hand and poured out gift upon gift of his grace upon us throughout the every day of that year. We pause to gather together with family and maybe with friends to celebrate and to give thanks for Thanksgiving dinners, for friends and family, for football games, and even for hockey and baseball games. But we are especially thankful on that day to our God, because throughout the year, he has so abundantly provided us with gift upon gift of his grace. We know how he opens his hands and satisfies the desire of every living thing. We know that he is the giver of every good and perfect gift. And even if many of our countrymen do not acknowledge God as the gracious giver, everyone in our land, believer and unbeliever, benefits from the gifts that God gives every day. That's why, as his dear children, we pause every day, not just once a year, to honor him and to give thanks to him for all that he has given us in the year. Psalm before us, Psalm 100, is a psalm of thanksgiving. It's a short psalm, it's only 5 verses long. If you count the words in the Hebrew text, there's only 52 of them, and depending on your translation of that psalm into English, there may be up to 85 words. But as we take a look at this psalm, we find that David will give us 7 reasons why we can be thankful to God every day. First, he starts out to remind us we can give thanks because the Lord is our God. Many people in the world today don't know the one true God. They worship idols made of stone and wood. They worship gods conjured up in the minds of men. They live in fear. They attempt to appease their gods with bizarre rituals and practices, believing that they are following the wishes of their made-up gods. They commit to acts of senseless violence against others. Thanks be to God that we do not serve such a God. Our God has revealed himself to us as a God of love. He tells us that's his very nature, that he is love in all of its purity, and that in that love he loves us and he cares for us. He tells us that he richly and daily provides us with all that we need to support this body and life. And then in the ultimate act of his love, he sent us his Son, who came to save us from the consequences of our sins and to save us for eternal life. Now we are his dear children, and now we live with hope and joy and peace. Now he gives us a life that has meaning and purpose to it. So our number one reason to give thanks every day is that the Lord is our God. David goes on and says the second thing we can be thankful for every day is that this Lord made us. He created us. He designed us. He knit us together and spiritually made us in his own image. Truly, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And then when we lost that spiritual image of God, he recreated us so that we could again be more like him. Yet there are so many people in our world who believe that we are just an accident of nature. They believe that billions of years ago, a few protons and atoms, wherever they came from, somehow bumped into each other and began that long process over billions of years of creating us. And not just us, but all of creation. They wanted us to believe that this is all just an accident of nature. But that's not even science. And believing in something like that takes a whole lot of faith. Scripture reveals to us the truth about our creation. We are not here by chance. We are not an accident of nature. We were created by God. We are the work of his hands. And he breathed into us the breath of life. And we gather together before the Lord to give thanks to him for that gift of his creating process and for the redemption that he made for us so that we could be his own dear children now and forever. David then goes on to say the third reason we can give thanks every day is that the Lord our God chose us. We are the Lord's. He has chosen us to be his own people. He has adopted us into his family. He has set us apart, redeemed us, and sanctified us. He has made us part of his family. We are heirs of his eternal kingdom. And we live with the promise that there is nothing that can ever separate us again from his love. It just doesn't get any better than that. A big reason to be thankful every day. Fourth, David reminds us that we are thankful because our Lord is good. Isn't that one of those classic understatements in the Bible? The Lord is good. And he is good. He is good all the time. He richly and daily provides us with all that we need to support this body and life. Our cup of blessings overflows. He pours out upon us gift upon gift of his grace. Daily, he watches over us. Every day, he leads and guides us. Every day, he guards and protects us. Every day, he loves us with a love that will never let us go. Every day, he keeps us in the faith until life everlasting. We need to pause every day to make sure that we give thanks to God for the goodness that he shows us every day. Fifth, David tells us that the Lord our God is merciful. His mercy, his love, his grace is everlasting. We enjoy the blessings of that gift every day. His mercy doesn't ebb and flow. Adam and Eve in paradise, Lot, Sarah, the Israelites in the wilderness, David. The one thing they have all have in common is that they have all fallen short. Thomas denied. Thomas doubted. Peter denied. Saul persecuted. But how did the Lord our God respond to all of that? Did he respond with wrath, with anger, with judgment? In every instance, he responded to his children with mercy. And he continues to show that mercy to all of his children every day. Do we stumble and fall in our walk of faith? Yes, we do. Do we sin? Yes, we do. Do we sin regularly and often? Yes, we do. But the Lord is always merciful, and he always forgives us all of our sins, and he always cleanses us with his righteousness. The blood of Jesus Christ washes away all of our sins. God takes them and casts them into the depths of the sea. He removes them from us as far as the east is from the west. The point is that they are never to be brought up, never to be seen again, never to even be remembered. Daily, we should pause to thank the Lord for his mercy. Sixth, David reminds us that his faithfulness endures forever. Not only is his word true, it is always true. It never changes, not even in its smallest part. His word and promises to us are the same yesterday, today, and every tomorrow. From its very beginnings to the last word, it teaches one truth, that we are saved by grace through faith. And that truth is anchored in the rock of our salvation, Christ Jesus, our Savior. We never need to worry about God changing his mind about us or changing his plan for us. His word is true. His promises are true. And he is always faithful to those words and promises. Seventh, David says, we can come into his presence. In fact, our Lord our God invites us to call upon him, to talk to him every day, to lay at his throne of grace all of our cares, concerns, our needs, our wants, and not only just for ourselves, for our neighbor, and for all those around us. He promises us that he hears those prayers, He assures us that he will answer every one of them for us in the best way possible and at the best time for us. We don't need to go to any go-between to get to the throne of grace. Jesus took care of all of that. Now we can go directly to our Heavenly Father. We can run with joy to our Abba Father. And in his arms, we will always find love and joy, peace, hope and strength, and help in every need. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. On that fourth, final Thursday of November, but give thanks to the Lord every day. Praise his name every day, for his blessings pour out into our hearts and lives every day. He is good today and every day. Amen. We rise.